All right, well, thank you. As Laurie already said, I am round two here. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors from both University of Maryland and North Carolina.
Arrows.
All right, and I have nothing to disclose. So as we've heard in this session, food and beverage marketing is endemic in our community or in our society. We all are marketed to in ways we don't even pay attention to. And because of that, we as consumers may not really understand how we are being marketed. And so we wanted to look at, after we wanted to sensitize or show a little bit about how African Americans are being targeted and see if that could be a useful tool to increase marketing awareness. So the purpose of this second set of studies was to understand how African Americans' attitudes about targeted food and beverage marketing changes after learning about more about marketing practices. And again, this is a follow-up from Laurie's presentation. So you've seen this slide before, and like Laurie mentioned, we were over in this area over here, and in particular, this presentation is going to be talking about this after the sensitization. So as you've seen this slide before, but again, we had 8 focus groups at each site, 2 with adults, 1 with teen girls, 1 with teen boys, a follow-up again one or two weeks later. And then after the first set of focus groups, all of the participants were given a booklet and asked to come back. They were asked to read the booklet and discuss it with their peers, with their family and friends, to come back within a week or two to talk more about the same topics. The sensitization booklet looked like this, and it covered the 4 P's of marketing here. So the first is place. Fast food restaurants are more in black neighborhoods than in other neighborhoods. Of note here is that all of the facts that were given in the booklet were sourced, and in most cases, from the scientific literature. All right, so promotion. Mariah Carey has a song that talks about McDonald's, and that these artists are paid when the songs are being performed. And again, here's a source. Products. So it is known, it's published, that the marketed researchers have found that African Americans like sweeter drinks. And so in this case, you know, McDonald's responded to that and created sweeter products that are sold in the African American, well, they're sold everywhere, but they're, you know, clearly were targeted for the African American marketing or population segment. And then finally, price affects purchasing. So price, which is one of the P's, so value meals, it talks about why the products can be as cheap as they are, and it may be value as far as cost, but it may not be value as far as the calories that are added to a meal. So we had 71 participants for the first focus group. The second set of focus groups, we had 66. So we lost 5 people, which I would have to say is amazing. We were the non-believers thinking that we'd never get these people to come back. But we did, in the vast majority, so we're thrilled about that. As we've already discussed, let me just back up a second. So what we did in the second set of focus groups. The first set of focus groups was very structured. We had PowerPoint presentations that people were responding to. The second set of focus groups was much looser. We still had these PowerPoints, but now they were handouts, and we asked the participants, we just kind of put the handouts out there and asked, you know, which ones resonated to them after reading the books, and it was very much more open about, you know, talk to us now that you've read this book, talk to us about these scenarios, you know, find one that, you know, that resonates with you and please talk about it. So it was much looser than the first go around. And the data were analyzed the same way as with the first focus groups. So just similar to the first time, we came up with four themes. The first is that the consumers, you know, continue to recognize the business goals. That did not change really at all after sensitization. It really reinforced the existing beliefs. They did start to pay attention to value as that being related to price, but not to health, that value can mean more things. The third theme was that good for business may not be good for health. And the fourth was there was a little bit of a shift from what a person eats is their own responsibility to community responsibility. So with the first theme that consumers recognize business goals, it was clear that marketing is a two-way street. It affects businesses. It also affects consumers. One thing here is, you know, one girl in Durham said, people do what they have to sell. That's how I feel about it. That's what they said before in the first focus groups, and they continue to say that. Similarly, there's a lot of good that goes on in the fast food restaurants. It employs a lot of the kids who live in those neighborhoods. So that's a good thing, and it continues to be a good thing. Second, value refers to price, but not to health. Here is an example that, you know, I'll have to inform my child that a value meals really aren't such a value. Yeah, they're cheaper, but they're full of cholesterol, stuff that's not good for you. If more people understood that, they might be willing to pay the extra money for the health side and forego the cheaper thing because of the price. And here we have a boy who really kind of commented about what was in the booklet. You know that you know a value meal has a large soda, has French fries, and everything else that's already in there, and so that extra 400 calories is not really very good. Good for business may not be good for health. So it's good for business to put celebrities, associate celebrities with brands, but that may not be so good for health. So here we have Kobe Bryant, who was promoting Sprite, and someone, an adult woman saying, you know, there's no way you can perform at that level and drink Coke. There's no way you can look like this and be talking about fries, going back to Mariah Carey. You know that you have to know that. People have to make healthier choices. So just putting somebody on there, although that's good for business, because the kids in particular want to associate with whoever the top or the new celebrity is, that's not good for health. And here, advertising on BET, Game, a popular TV show, millions of black people going to watch that game on BET. They're going to watch the McDonald's commercials, and then it's a wonder why nobody can lose weight. And finally, there was not a huge shift, but we are starting to see a bit of a shift from personal to community responsibility. So here's an example of that persistent concern about, I want to eat what I want to eat. So yeah, the chief marketing officer at McDonald's says that saying that sweeter drinks at McDonald's appeal to black people. Well, you know me personally, I'm still going to get that because I think it's good. On the other side, we have this bit of a shift here where, you know, parents saying, you know, we've really got to change. It's up to us, because it's us who's affecting our future. It's our kids. They are our future. And even a child saying, you know, I've come out here, we have to come back and help the country. So it kind of evens out against the personal responsibility and the community responsibility. So in conclusion, our sensitization to targeted marketing tactics, it may not dramatically affect our pre-existing views. I think we have to go back and think back again at how endemic marketing is in our communities, or, you know, in our society, and it's just done so much that we just aren't even aware of it. And one little booklet is not going to make a huge difference, but it's a start. It's a start, and we were seeing a bit of changes going on. However, this may be enough to start some tensions that should be there between business motivations for marketing and consumer and businesses' responsibility to the consumer to be marketing good foods. And again, I'd like to acknowledge the home team, as well as the groups in both Durham and Prince George's County who helped us with this work. Thank you.